وقتی پیغمبر هجرت کرد به مدینه، 10 سال که تو مدینه بود و حکومت تشکیل داد اونجا.
When the Prophet migrated to Medina, he stayed in Medina for 10 years and established a government, and the problems there, if not increased, did not decrease. The companions of Suffa were about 400 people who were not inherently poor. When they were in Mecca, they had wealth and resources, but they migrated to protect their religion. In Medina, they lived under a canopy next to the Prophet's mosque. Well, they were at the Prophet's disposal. There were also numerous wars and conflicts. About 80 small and large wars and conflicts took place in these 10 years. The most severe was Uhud. Because some rebelled against the Prophet's command, they suffered a heavy defeat and many were martyred and wounded.
شاید همه شهید و مجروح داده بودند، به خصوص حمزه سردار بزرگ اسلام سپر پیغمبر.
Hamza, the great leader of Islam, had been martyred. Some of those whose faith was weak gradually began to doubt. Whispers began to arise that perhaps we were not right. Why did we kill so many people? The hypocrites who were in Medina spread this doubt. The verse was revealed, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 154. God Almighty first narrates this doubt of the hypocrites. If we had any control over the matter, we would not have killed them here. The hypocrites said, if we had been right, we would not have killed them. God tells the Prophet, give these hypocrites 2 answers. The first answer, say, if you had been in your homes, those for whom death was decreed would have come out of their beds. Do not think that if you had not gone and had not been martyred with honor and had remained in your homes, you would have remained eternal and death would have not come to you at all. The second answer, and that Allah might test what is in your breasts and examine what is in your hearts. These hardships have a wisdom. In these hardships, the ranks of the brave are separated from the cowardly. The believer is separated from the unbeliever and the hypocrite. The sincere are trained in these hardships. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulema Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.